Come on, the girls in green. Tonight, massive match, says Gerard in Cork. Indeed it is, Gerard, yeah. After reaching the first World Cup last year, the Republic of Ireland women's soccer team are on the brink of even more history as they look to qualify for a first European Championship tonight. As you know by now, they play Wales at the Aviva Stadium. And ahead of the kickoff, we're joined by freelance sports journalist Angelina Nugent. Good afternoon, Angelina.
Good afternoon, Ray. How are you?
Good. So this is a two-leg affair. Friday night was the first leg. What happened there for people who didn't see it?
Yeah, so for people who didn't see it, definitely I'd advise them tune in this evening because it was a cagey contest. It was an enthralling contest. It finished one apiece between the sides last Friday night in Cardiff. So they're going in as they went into that first leg, all square, albeit with a goal apiece on their side. But it was a very, very enthralling one. And I suppose looking at it last Friday night, the two teams, very little to separate them in terms of ability and footballing ability. So I think that always makes it very interesting, but of course Ireland in front of a home crowd tonight.
And what I saw of it, I thought Ireland had the edge on Friday night.
Absolutely, Ray, 100%. And I think the game kind of died off a little bit in the last 20 minutes where both sides probably were worried about conceding another goal. So maybe pushing forward wasn't their primary concern in the late stages, or conceding, you know, something late on to leave it 2-1 to either team. So that, I think, maybe apprehended the Ireland challenge a little bit. But certainly in terms of what Ireland bring to the table, I would agree with you. I think they had the edge. On paper, they have the edge again this evening ahead of this game. Now, I suppose the thing is there's been a lot of needling between the players in post-match press conferences and comments from, you know, Katie McCabe about some of the tackles last week, and indeed Eileen Gleeson and her counterpart Rhian Wilkinson in Wales, where they were chatting, I suppose, a little bit about, oh, you know, the pressure will all be on Ireland now because it's in front of a huge crowd at the Aviva from the Wales camp. And Eileen was kind of saying, well, I don't care about that, you know, we'll do our own thing. And she certainly seemed, I suppose, fueled by it. So there's a lot of little sideshows going on around it, as well as what happened on the pitch as
and
well.
And another statistical sideshow, Angelina, is that we obviously qualified for the World Cup. Wales have never qualified for a major tournament. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes. So this would be the first time that Wales will qualify for the finals of a major tournament. We're hoping not, of course, if they were to do it. Ireland, as you mentioned in your intro there, Ray, they qualified for the World Cup last year, competed in that. So I do think, you know, when it comes down to games like this, when they're so delicately balanced in a second leg, that experience comes into it as well, because, you know, Ireland do have that major tournament experience. Yes, there's an awful lot more to think about in terms of, you know, what's going on an evening. But when you need to push forward, Ireland do have that experience. And Wales have had narrow defeats in playoffs like this before and losing out on making the World Cup, the same World Cup as Ireland. So, you know, that should even stand to the Republic of Ireland. 25,000 tickets were sold as of Monday morning as well for this fixture. So that will grow a little bit. So you're looking at between 25 and 30,000 supporters in. They'll be primarily Irish. Yes. And I don't care what Wilkinson says, that's going to stand to Ireland. I don't know about the pressure thing. I just think the Ireland fans in full voice are fantastic.
Where are the Euros being held?
So we have Ray, you're great in terms of the European Championships. Now that's a good question for me as well. But I didn't even look with all of my I'll do that here. No. This is okay. Fair play to you, Ray. In fairness, I always say it. You're one to catch them out. I was going to say that I'd love to enter that competition. So it's Switzerland. I should have known that.
The reason I asked that was that it'd be great to have something to cheer about next year, and Switzerland's a lovely country to travel to, you know, for the
well,
travelling fans.
If you're offering to send me, Ray, I'd happily do it for the show, and I'd learn a little bit more about it then. But yeah, absolutely. No, you're so right. Yeah. Like Ireland fans, and this has been the great thing, even when the women were in
Australia,
the World Cup finals last year, like there was this kind of coming together to watch it. And okay, so, you know, we've had maybe that argument of, you know, women's sport or women's football, you know, in all codes, not being as well attended or not being supported as much. But I do think there's a movement here. And I think when you see success like qualifying for major finals, then that breeds, you know, an awful lot more interest in it. You can see the ticket sales for tonight. You hear people talking about it. And look, even us having this conversation here, you know, in the middle of the afternoon on the day of a playoff, that's bringing the game on. The television coverage is bringing it on. And we've seen stats from the FAI in a report that they released this week as well, that shows the game is growing at grassroots level. So, you know, it's all really positive.
No, it's building and building and building. And like in 50 years time, you know, I had this chat with my son recently. We'll be looking back and going, what do you mean that women's sport was looked down upon or wasn't followed by as many people? Because it's going to be on parity in the future. There's no doubt about that.
I think so, Ray. And I think if you look across the codes as well, with the moves that are going on, I suppose, within the GAA, the LGFA and the Camogie Association to integrate. And, you know, that will happen. That's what they're on the path to, I suppose. There's things to be ironed out. And that's maybe for the, you know, the officials to talk a little bit more about. But that's happening at that level. That's going to bring, you know, a cohesion that will allow more people to see games and support games. Because, you know, it's a bit disjointed at the moment where you have fixtures on at the same time. And the same can be said a little bit, you know, of the football, the women's football that we're just talking about now. 5 years ago, this conversation, as I said, wouldn't be happening. Yeah. You know, on mainstream media. In the middle of the day. So it is growing, and I think you're right. In 50 years' time, well, it might have surpassed the men's, maybe.
And the other thing is, we love winners, and we're a small country. So if we've anything to shout about or support, we'll be there. If there's a bandwagon to be hopped upon, we will do it anyway.
But that's it. Yeah, it's brilliant. You know, and we've 45,000 women and girls registered now to play competitive football. So it is growing. And as I said, the offer stands, Ray. I'll go to Switzerland next July. There's no problem.
Put your name in the hat. Live coverage on 2FM on Game On, and it's also on RT2 and the RT player. 7:30 kickoff, Aviva Stadium, Ireland versus Wales in a Euro qualifier. It has to be decided tonight, Angelina. So it'll go to extra time and penalties, whatever it takes.
Yeah, and to give the supporters a little bit more to whet the appetite, the Ireland camp actually said in the pre-match press conferences that they've been practicing penalties.
Right.
Should have come to
there
it.
You
so
go.
We could have great excitement and a long night ahead of
drama.
Us. Ray.
Okay, thanks, Angelina. Angelina Nugent, thank you so much.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.